Like to call the, to order the town. Like to call to order the town of Sellersburg regular town council meeting for July 13th, 2020 at 6 p.m. We'll start with the prayer, Mr. Wilkins.
Father God, we just gather here again on this day. We just lift up our town, we lift up our nation, we lift up our people that seems like we make a little progress forward and kind of things go backward. But Lord, we just know you're in charge of all things and we just ask your healing touch on our land that we live in. We ask you to continue for, we give you continued prayer and ask for blessings upon our people here. We also just want to be mindful and thankful of the people that are working here and how much we appreciate them and what they do on a daily basis for us. And Lord, just stay focused on, let us stay focused on what we need to do here and just guide us each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll do roll call real quick. Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller, present. Vice President Amos and, I mean, President Amos and Vice President Zarnicki are both absent.
I have a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
So move to adopt.
One second.
Motion by Langford, second by Mobley. And approval of the minutes as made by the clerk treasurer. All in favor?
Aye.
All nay? I have a approval of the minutes as submitted by the clerk treasurer.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes as submitted.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All nay?
Mr. President, there are no one signed up. No official comments.
No comments from the general public? The next order of business is ordinance and resolutions. First ordinance being ordinance number 2020-OR-011, an ordinance regulating traffic control at the intersection of Atkins Court and North Perm Street. Now for it to be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, the following. The intersection of Atkins Court and North Perm Street will now be a three-way stop. This council authorizes the town manager to cause to have the necessary stop signs installed on the public right-of-way pursuant to code and NDOT standards where appropriate. Do I have a motion to approve this ordinance 2020-OR-11?
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance as read.
And this will be the second reading?
Yes.
Right. This is the second reading?
Yes, it is.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion approved. Ordinance approved. The second ordinance to be approved tonight, an ordinance amending Chapter 52, the water section of the Town of Sellersburg, codification of ordinances. Now, look, now therefore be it ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following, the amendments to chapter 52, water of the town's codification of ordinances. Section 52.21 shall be amended with the following language. The applicant shall, connection charges and fees, the applicant will pay a charge to cover the cost of excavating and tapping the main, furnishing and installing service pipe from the main to the lot line, furnishing and installing corporation and stop cocks, and furnishing and installing meter cock if outside, yoking meter. Fees are as follows. Subsection I, 3/4-inch main meter tap shall be $1,300. Subsection 2, a 1-inch meter tap shall be $1,500. Subsection 3, any meter larger than 1-inch tap shall be $4,500. All other sections and parts of chapter 52 have not been modified in any way by this ordinance and remain in full force and effect. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2020-OR-012?
So moved.
Motion by Langford.
I'll second.
Second by Mobley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Ordinance approved. Item number 3, other ordinances and resolutions.
Mr. President, I have a first. Reading of the ordinances that require two ordinances, due to the fact that it can be moved forward for the second reading.
A waiver reading of the...
I have a motion to waive the second reading.
Jerry made that motion.
Yes.
I'll second.
Jake, that should have been the second reading.
Of the taps?
Of the taps.
Taps was the first.
It was the first? Okay. Sorry.
So we're going to waive the second reading of the taps.
And you still have to go ahead and still go over to approve the reading.
I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2020-OR-012.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Motion by Mobley.
Second.
Second by Langford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? The third item under ordinances, ordinance number 2020-OR-013. An ordinance transferring certain funds. Be ordained, now therefore be ordained by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following funds be transferred. $5,000 for TC consulting services to TC admin insurance, and $5,000 for TC consulting services to TC office and computer.
So moved.
Motion by Langford.
I'll second.
Second by Mobley. All in favor?
Aye.
And do we need a second reading on that one as well?
Yes.
Anyone can waive the reading?
You can.
Make a motion to waive the reading?
No, so moved.
So I did roll call vote for a second?
No, you just, all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance 2020-OR-013.
Motion by Langford.
I'll second.
Second by Mobley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nay?
We got some signs to do, guys.
Yeah.
You want to hold that so I can read?
You want to do it? Okay, we can do that.
Thank you. Don't run off after me.
Unfinished business. I have Voice of God's wastewater permit. Anyone here from Voice of God? New business, town of Sellersburg website redesign contract.
Mr. Chairman, so as you know, Michelle Metcalf, Executive Secretary, and I have been meeting with multiple firms to start the redesign of our website. So So at this time, again, as professional services contract, Michelle and I met with and feel comfortable with applicant A, and I'd ask at this time that we have a person as applicant A. So what I'd like to do is have the opportunity, once you all approve the contract, that I can reach out to the other applicants, because there were numerous ones who did come and interview with us, so I can reach out to them personally and thank them for their time, so on and so forth. But at this time, I would ask approval of entering into the contract with applicant A for services rendered for the design of the website, redesign of the site, and other items within there, so.
All right, thank you, Mr. Smith. So, under the advice of the council attorney, we will vote to approve the contract by applicant A. The other applicants will be notified by the town manager, as what our selection was. And this is for the town website to update, redesign, and fix.
Correct. So really, the scope of, like, a holding package where people will be able to go through new look, feel, easier to navigate, easier to update, more communication to the general public and residents. We'll have modules for them to be able to report issues, items such as maybe potholes, or if there's an emergency or something, and really allow those communications as they're reported then be sent to the appropriate department or department head. That's just tip of the spear on what we're looking at for this thing, so.
I'm sure a lot of residents will look forward to that, so. We have a motion to approve the.
I just got a question, Charlie. I was going to ask Charlie, this is basically a modernized overhaul of what we have. So tell me, which is what we're doing for most people.
Yes, sir.
Will the website, as far as the address, remain the same? Is it going to be changed, or will that be, how's that going to work?
So currently, with the conversation we've had, we've looked at, there's a process that you have to go through for a .gov address. So what we're looking at potentially is just keeping the same, so over .org for now. We will maintain that if we do go to a .gov or something, some of that stuff. If we get into the transition phase of this thing, it'll be forwarded. So from a end user standpoint, there won't be any changes. Like, there won't be anything noticeable from that side of it.
I'm just reading here, we're reading the dots and user friendly. That's not always the case, but I'm just curious. So the dollars that are attached to the bottom under 2.1, maintenance plan, is this an annual? Yeah, annual maintenance plan. Okay. And that would be the second number in addition to the first number would be it.
Yeah, so there's an initial cost of the website development, and then there's an annual cost on top, so the difference would be with the annual posting was each.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Smith, how many applicants or how many quotes did you all receive?
Eight.
And what was the highest quote that you received?
More than 1,000.
And what's the price of this contract?
54.
Thank you.
5400.
And the high one was 21.
Mm-hmm. Again, with being more professional services and fit more into the gears of what we were looking at, we got a spectrum of people come to the table on this thing, offering a whole rainbow of services. So again, this is more specific to the website design instead of more of a full suite package.
Good. I'll make a motion that we accept from applicant A, the overcome, to the agreement for the web design and developmental services.
And I'll second Terry's motion as read.
Motion by Langford, second by Mobley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nay? Any general comments from the public? Comments? You see the staff reports. Charles Smith, town manager.
Just a couple of quick hits real quick. You may have noticed some new keypads here in town hall. We're working to get town hall kind of a little bit more user friendly in-house for our internal staff as well as external. So we're looking at some new signage and different things that we're looking at doing, just minimal stuff. Also put some things up for Michelle and myself for COVID precautions. We did have a site visit for DNR. I was represented from the town. We had DNR come down to Parks. As you know, Parks did apply for the Federal Land Water Conservation Grant. We did have a site visit last week. It was very, very, very positive. So we're looking to have some more information here within the next month or so on the direction that's going to go. But it was a very, very positive visit. We did have comp plan meetings. There's one tomorrow, so we do have a public review session tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30 at Chillers at the intersection of 60 and 311 for the comp plan. So get out and about, sell your hot dog, get ice cream, whatever. We have our consultants, Taylor Seaford Williams, out there in the parking lot at Chillers to kind of do a high-level overview, kind of as a drive-through type thing. So we'll have some boards and other stuff to be able to see kind of do you like it, do you not, you know, immediate thoughts and stuff. So again, this is the working to get as much input from the general public and exposure to this thing before we move forward and get this thing presented to the Planning Commission, ultimately to the council. So tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30. We also had a zoning code committee update. So as you know, as we go through the comp plan, the second portion of the contract on the comp plan is completely rewriting, repealing, and replacing our zoning code, subdivision control ordinance. So we had that technical committee met last week for the first time. And set out dates. We do have a very aggressive time frame for that. I think we're meeting 8 times between now and October to start going through those chapters and getting that handled in accordance with contract and the time frame that we have set forth. Also, we had some job postings that we put out for growth in our water and wastewater departments. Looking at hiring two, I believe, those departments. We've had well over 100 applications put into those. So that posting ended last Thursday. So met with department heads this morning and have started scheduling interviews, first round interviews for those positions as well. So a lot of movement going on in the background.
100 applications for 4 jobs.
Mm-hmm. We didn't say how many jobs were out there. We just posted we had openings. So. I will say our after-hour staff last week and multiple, not just our after-hour staff, but our wastewater and water teams were very busy last week. As you know, we had multiple storms come through. We had trees down, power lines down. We had power outages last week. So our teams were very responsive and working on those issues. But it was several late nights last week for a lot of us. They all did a great job and were able to get a lot of stuff knocked out.
Thank you to all of and yourself. So,
thank you. 40 comp meeting tomorrow. Have we advertised that? Is that the responsibility of the consultant? Have we done both?
It's on the website as well as our social media platform.
Thank you.
I think it went out in a billing. Did it make the billing statement?
I don't know if it went out the last.
I think it's time frame on the billing list where we didn't get it out in our billing.
No.
So just to repeat, from 4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 6:30 at Chillers.
At Chillers, 60 and 311, the town will be presenting ideas or taking information and ideas for the town's future. So if you're available to make it out for that, I would encourage everyone to do so. Be a part of the future here in Sellersburg and be able to voice your request and your desire. Next, Mr. Hellman.
Sir, I only have one update tonight, one update with two items, but the community crossing grant projects, both the major and minor, have completed, and I have two change orders before you, one for each of the two projects, and these change orders are closeout change orders to adjust quantities. Both projects are finishing under contract. And requesting approval for both final change orders, the one for LIBS paving, which was the major, a deduct of $66,133.69, and the Templin Temple, which was the minor paving, a deduct of $75,318.41.
All right, do I need to get a motion to approve those change orders, change order deductions?
Yes, sir.
Do I have a motion to approve the change orders for the community crossing grant, both the major and minor? I've done separately, but I don't need to give us time, thank you. A motion to approve that, those change orders for both your projects?
I'll make a motion to approve it at the aforementioned amounts.
I'll second.
Motion by Mobley, second by Langford, all in favor?
Aye.
Any ayes?
Builder deducts.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Elder. Mr. Elder, now, Terry?
Yes, sir, just one thing. I was speaking with, Mr. Smith, and on Wednesday afternoon, I'll be up there, probably about 1:30 to 4:30, so if you all ever stop by. I didn't like it, it's hard to probably hear it through, but I'll be available, to the staff here, the employees, and the voters, so that way, you know, each week, we're definitely getting and not missing anything. So just want to make you all aware of those changes.
Wednesday, 1:30 to 4:30?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Elder. Comments from the council membership, good order. Mr. Mobley, Mr. Tibbet?
Not really, I mean, not a whole lot. I just, want to give thanks and appreciation to everybody that's working here. Seems like, I just have to mention feedback from 95% of the feedback that I've been getting from areas is, things are going the way they should be. Seems like we're easier to communicate with, and we get a, answer back to the public, quicker now. Charlie getting on board is, you know, part of that, and, I just think we're moving in the right direction, and, glad to be associated with them.
Mr. Langford, Fisher Court?
We had a complaint about some speed limit signs in, the lakeside, and, we went out, we actually, there were several stop signs that needed replaced. I think we replaced all the stop signs, and we're supposed to take a look at the speed limit signs, probably this week or first part of next week. We also have a meeting tomorrow night at the Moose Lodge at 6:30 with the residents of Lakeside, I guess Silver Glades as well?
That's a, it's being hosted by the developer with the residents, and we'll go over, obviously, their, whatnot, so.
Their HOA and myself and Charlie will be there, the developer, and any concerns that they might have about, development going in and out along 31. Invite all of them to attend if possible. That's all I have.
Ms. Miller, Clerk Treasurer?
I don't have anything.
But for myself,
I personally have something for Josh on it. I know we were waiting on some updates, on some weather stuff out.
So just to give an update on the Hampton Court project, which was, the majority of the construction was completed about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The contractor continues to observe and monitor and is responsible for restoration on that project. I know the property owner involved is concerned about making sure her property gets restored. She communicated with me over the weekend. I passed it along to Charlie, and we are communicating with the contractor to make sure that they get out there and continue to check on the condition. So just an update, if she may be listening, that is going on, and the contractor is responsible for walking down the property.
We talk about grass growing and that kind of thing?
Grass, settlement, you know, okay. We've had a significant amount of rain over the last month, and heavy rains will wash out, cause gullies, cause the ground to settle. And the contractor is responsible for coming out and fixing that. It's just a matter of making sure it's dry when you get back out, doing the work, making sure it's settled out, so it's underway. Thank you.
Mr. Smith, any others? As for myself, I appreciate all the town employees and their efforts over the last several weeks with the storm systems that have come through. I think good things have gotten much better with our reaction time as far as being able to, we can't control the power as Duke, but some of the other things that I've seen, I know they're always accessible by following these out constantly, so I just want to take my hat off to you and your crew. You do a fantastic job, as well as all of our town employees. Do we have any update on the last police officer that we honored, that we moved to the council? Have they started yet, or?
I'm trying to remember what we talked about at the meeting tonight. He has went through his Indianapolis training. It was prolonged because of the virus. He had to kind of hit and miss to get his time in, but I'm understanding as he's gotten through that completely. Is that correct?
Yeah, I met him again the other night when we were out because of power outage. I'm trying to remember how Chief put this. Took the longest to get through the academy because they had postponed it so long for COVID.
Now, he's the one from Indiana State Police, correct?
Correct.
And then we also have one from Louisville now as well. So we have 17 officers now.
Other than that, I don't have anything. I know Mr. Amos isn't here, so tonight's meeting might not have been as smooth as what he normally does up here, so I appreciate your patience.
Don't brag, he's a Florida watcher.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved at 6:26.
I'll say.
Motion by Langford, second by Mobley, meeting adjourned.
I could just check that. You want me to call you?
Yeah, just put the button down.
Okay, we're working on that.
Thank you.
It probably won't hit tomorrow. It'll probably hit the next day.
Once another couple days.
Okay.